So North Dakota is one of several states that have passed laws this year restricting abortion. A handful of other states have moved in the opposite direction, expanding abortion access. They include Maine, where supporters of abortion rights are hailing two new laws. They say they are the most significant policy changes in years. Maine Public Radio's Patty White has the story.
Nicole Clegg of Planned Parenthood of Northern New England doesn't mince words when it comes to Maine's new abortion laws.
It will be the single most important events since Roe versus Wade in the state of Maine.
The intent is to make it easier for women to find abortion care and afford it. One law expands the type of providers who can perform abortions beyond doctors to advanced practice clinicians. That includes nurse practitioners like Julie Jenkins, who works in a small coastal town. She says increasing the number of abortion providers will make it easier for patients who now have to travel long distances in Maine to get the procedure from a doctor.
They can travel for 5 hours to get to a provider and then 5 hours back. That's not unheard of.
Maine's other new law requires all insurance plans, including Medicaid, to cover abortions. Kate Brogan of Maine Family Planning says it's a workaround for a U.S. law that prohibits federal funding for abortions except in extreme circumstances.
That is a policy decision that we think coerces women into continuing pregnancies that they don't want to continue. Because if you continue your pregnancy, Medicaid will cover it. But if you want to end your pregnancy, you have to come up with the money.
State dollars will now fund abortions under Medicaid. Though the bill passed in the democratically controlled legislature, it faced staunch opposition from Republicans during floor debates, including Senator Lisa Kime.
Maine people should not be forced to have their hard-earned tax dollars used to take the life of a living, preborn child.
Kime told colleagues that instead, abortions for low-income women should be funded by supporters who wish to donate money.
Our decision today cannot be to strip the religious liberty of Maine people through taxation.
Republicans also say they have safety concerns about allowing practitioners who aren't doctors to provide abortions. Representative Beth O'Connor is a Republican in the state house.
I think this is very risky, and I think that it could put the woman's health at risk.
But advanced practice clinicians say they already perform similar procedures when patients have miscarriages. This law merely allows them to operate to the full scope of their expertise. The measure has the backing of physician groups like the Maine Medical Association, but that doesn't sway O'Connor. She says she's personally pro-life, but believes women should have a choice about abortion. Still, she says, the state's new laws go too far.
I think once you travel down this path, I think that they're going to try to expand this even further.
Maine joins the handful of states that increased abortion access in 2019. Illinois passed similar legislation to Maine's and, along with New York, Vermont, and Rhode Island, affirmed the legal right to abortion under state law. As stakes are put in the ground on either side, Nicole Clegg of Planned Parenthood says the situation highlights the power of local lawmakers.
I mean, first and foremost, elections matter. You know, in 2018, we saw the largest number of women get elected to our legislature. We saw an overwhelming majority of elected officials who support reproductive rights and access to reproductive health care. I mean, it had just changed dramatically.
But the laws are already being challenged. Days after Maine's law on Medicaid abortion passed, organizations that oppose abortion rights announced they're mounting an effort to put the issue on the ballot for a people's veto. For NPR News, I'm Patty White in Lewiston, Maine.